ECOT has been trying to make its case in the court of public opinion by hitting the airwaves with commercials that feature struggling students, such as Gabriel Young.
I've been in and out of foster care. I was adopted for 7 years and then put back.
ECOT has spent about $395,000 in taxpayer money to put these ads on the air. The ODE is trying to conduct an audit to find out how much instruction each ECOT student received this past school year. The law requires 920 hours, which averages out to about 5 hours a day. If the audit determines it's less than that, the state could pull back some of the more than $100 million that went to ECOT last year. But ECOT chides the ODE for allegedly using standards that are too high and beyond what the law requires. Young is 18 years old and has emancipated from the state of Ohio. He lives on his own and works a full-time job. Young says ECOT's system works perfectly for him.
I can maneuver. I can go to work. I can worry about my bills. And I can still get the proper education that I need. And that's what ECOT provides.
Part of the fight between the State Education Department and ECOT is over student login information. The state says that data can help paint a picture of how much learning is going on. But Young says being a student of ECOT is not limited to being online.
You have to type up an assignment. The computer doesn't record that. You have to study. You have to read an assignment that the teacher gave to you. You have art projects that you have to do, and you have to turn them in. We do just as much work as normal kids do.
Lawmakers who support the education department, such as Republican Senator Peggy Lehner of Kettering, says the ODE is simply being thorough in making sure ECOT isn't wasting taxpayer dollars. In the past, ECOT relied on a teacher certification sheet to record the hours a student learned, but the state wanted the login information to go with that certification. The lawsuit is still pending and is scheduled for trial next year. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.